Proclamation number 0931 of 26th of May, 1939. Epitome of bliss. Redeeming the soul. Poor in spirit. Anyone who chooses me as his guide is exempt from all spiritual adversity, for he will be guided correctly and even the hour of death will not frighten him, for he only sees me and longs for me and gratefully places his earthly life into my hands. And only now does his right life begin, and the embodiment of this life is me, for henceforth my love is his bliss, my nearness inexpressible bliss and my kingdom eternal glory. Those who love me desire me with all intimacy and I will fulfill their desire and I will satisfy their longing and immediately arouse them anew, so that the being that is mine trembles with an unexpected feeling of happiness. That it only has to love me ever more ardently and also fulfills my will in the beyond with devoted love. And this fulfilling of my will is, in turn, the release of the souls from the bonds of darkness. Whoever is in love must understand that I dearly love all these poor in spirit and await their final return to their Father's house. And so I keep all doors open and await their entrance. And I will show them the right way with all patience, and whoever follows me will soon recognize the right guidance and seek to remain in constant contact with me. And all spirit will be transferred into such a willing earth's child who follows me. And this will truly have the opportunity to give the world a testimony of my love, and well he who hears this testimony and thanks me that I want to rescue him from spiritual trouble. I want to thank these struggling souls in a very special way, if they only desire me, even if their state is still immature they shall nevertheless have every opportunity to enter into the right relationship with me. And then I will seize this earthly child with double love and surround it with all love, and this will be proof to it that I truly only care about the individual's salvation. And from then on your life will only be love, for you cannot help but live in me and with me once you have offered me your heart and I take hold of it with my will, which contains my love and wisdom and knows all hearts. I want to make people infinitely happy and only need your consent, which again only consists of you giving me your heart voluntarily, i.e., preparing the dwelling place for me in you so that one day I can give you the same dwelling place in the house of the one who has been your father since the beginning. Amen.